horses are racing through the streets of St. Joseph, Missouri this weekend, much like they did 150 years ago. It's a venture that lasted just 1.5 years, but still captivates residents and visitors to these historic stables. It's today's edition of the American Countryside. The Patey House Hotel, April 3rd, 1860.
Well, John Patey was one of the investors in the Pony Express. He gave a lot of land, and he also gave money towards getting Russell Majors and Waddell to establish St. Joseph as the starting point.
Gary Chilcote is the director of the Patey House Museum. This is the building where the famous Pony Express began 150 years ago this weekend.
The Hannibal St. Joe Railroad was as far west as you could go until after the Civil War. So obviously the mail from the East Coast and Chicago came to St. Joseph. And then John Patey made sure that his new hotel was the location where they had their headquarters.
The horses were kept a few blocks down the street at the stables. Cindy Daffern oversees that landmark.
They picked a lot of professional guys who did a lot of the horse racing, and apparently Johnny Fry was one of the better riders, and that he got picked to leave out of here. We know that he really dressed up that day.
Fry changed his clothes before boarding the Ebenezer to cross the Missouri River. That trip by the express to Sacramento took 9 days, 23 hours.
About every 7 to 15 miles, and they would have traded horses. We know they put a lot of research in when you start looking, you know, and even the stops. When you figure out that they had a general superintendent, then they broke it into five, and everybody had a superintendent. And so, you know, much how you run corporations today.
This weekend, there are many events to commemorate the Express, including a recreation of that first ride out of the stables with a direct descendant of one of the original cowboys taking the reins. Traveling the countryside in St. Joseph, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.